We're back on Wyoming Sports Talk today. Larry Perotti, along with Nick Perotti, Ariana Galicia joining us. Thank you. Did I say it right?
Yes.
All right. This is kind of a neat deal, too, and I'm glad that Nick brought this forward because, you know, when you go out and watch the Extreme, now you got an excuse to go out and watch the Extreme because we're introducing everybody to members on the 18 and under Extreme team. Ariana, what grade are you in?
I'm a sophomore at East.
Sophomore at East. Yeah. And then, again, so this is 18 and under. How many years have you been with the program?
Well, I started at 10 and under, and I played that for 2 years, and I did the 12 and under for 2 years. Then I got injured, so I had to take a year off, and then I played 14 and under for 1 year, and this is my third year on the 18s. So, quite a while.
So, been with the Cheyenne Extreme, been playing softball for quite some time. Now, what got you into softball? Obviously, Dad's a coach, and maybe that was a little bit influential on you, but, I mean, what about softball kind of attracted you to at least continue on to where you are now?
I would definitely say that my sister had an impact on me playing softball. I mean, I grew up watching her, and I was always at her games, so I really got to experience what everything would be about. Also, my brother played baseball, so then, you know, I just kind of wanted to figure it out, try it out, and I couldn't see myself doing anything else. Like, I love it. It's awesome, and I love, like, meeting everyone. It's really cool.
Now, going off of that question, though, really quickly, not to cut you off there again, not to do anything else, but sophomore at Chinese, outside of softball, do you compete in basketball, track and field, anything like that on the high school level for Chinese right now?
Yes, I do play volleyball at East, and I also I manage wrestling, so I stay pretty busy with that.
And what positions do you play on the Extreme?
Mainly I'm a pitcher. I also play first base, and if I'm needed in the outfield, I could play in the outfield also.
Now, pitching, again, that takes a lot of skill, and again, just like the guys who have to do the full windup and throw, you have a lot of mechanics. Tell us a little bit who's been influential in helping you become a good pitcher.
Well, in pitching, I've had two pitching coaches. One of them is no longer with us, like, coaching me. But my new pitching coach, Amy Gurney, she also teaches at East, so I get to see her daily. But she's definitely had an impact on my pitching. She used to play softball also, so she knows what it's like, and she's been great helping me. She's really, like, helped me build up my confidence and working on the small things.
Kind of looking at that specialty with being a pitcher, is that something you like to kind of continue on, being junior, senior year, and then possibly also if you do get that chance of on that next level in the collegiate, are you looking to kind of specialize in being a pitcher?
Yes, most definitely. I love pitching. Like, it's definitely where I'm most confident. I feel right where I should be when I'm doing it. So,
you know, I think back to when I was pitching in high school, and my dad read a lot of materials and said, hey, you know, when you lift weights, you don't do this, you don't do that. Are you into lifting weights to strengthen your arm? What do you exercises you do to keep your arm pretty strong?
I am in weights at East, and so we do, like, the daily workouts, but I do try and work on, like, benching, stuff like that with my arms to try and get some more arm strength. Because definitely, like, getting stronger helps with velocity, stuff like that.
Do you throw every day? Do you try to throw every day just to stay or to keep the arm loose?
I mostly every other day. Pitching every day is, like, a lot. I have had, like, shoulder problems in the past, and so we just try and take it easy. Like, after a long weekend, I'll try and ease into it on like a Tuesday practice, and then Thursday, like, hit it
pretty
hard.
So when you go to school on Monday, you smell like Ben Gay, right? Everybody's like, oh, Ariana's here. Now, let's flip it over from the defensive side to the offensive side. And again, I've had that opportunity to see, you know, especially with Extreme play. Also, my daughter played through the city thing. You know, you see some very good pitching. Tell us a little bit about the pitchers that you're facing, especially here in the early part of the season. Because, again, you haven't had a lot of time on the field, so to speak, here in Cheyenne, Wyoming, because of the weather. But right away, you're thrown into the heat of battle. You're going to these tournaments. You're seeing all of these lady studesses pitchers out there firing BBs at you. Tell us a little bit about how you stay fresh in the hitting approach.
While at hitting, we always try and work on, like, making our bat faster, stuff like that, hitting practice. And so it definitely helps getting into the weekend when you see pitchers who are, like, known for their speed, stuff like that. I feel like that's mostly what we see. There are some pitchers who can throw more junk, stuff like that. So we do have to work on staying back on changeups, stuff like, you know.
Do you hit off a jugs machine or, you know, does pop fire rockets at you?
We do hit off of pitching machines, so we could change the velocity on that. And we also do, like, coach pitching.
Speaking of your pops, again, we'll go into that family dynamic where, again, as a head coach of Cheyenne Extreme, you're playing under him. Any added pressure for yourself of, again, being his daughter, being a part of his team? Do you have any sense of added pressure trying to perform well for your pops?
Well,
not to put your heart on the spot or anything like that.
In the beginning years, I definitely did feel like I had to, well, not be perfect, but close to it. You know, I just felt like I definitely had a position on a team where people were always looking at me and, like, I always had to lead and things like that. But now I'm just starting to feel more comfortable. Like, now I can just trust myself. I know that I can get the job done. So it's easier now.
And focusing on this season for you, what goals did you have heading into the season, or what are you focusing on right now, whether it is hitting, you know, so many strikeouts in a season, trying to get this many base, at least hits or something? What goals do you have for this season?
For the season, I would say for, like, pitching, I was definitely trying to get at my velocity. Like, I'm known more for, like, the spin on my ball, my changeup, stuff like that. So I was definitely trying to get my arm stronger, things. And, but now I'm also trying to learn a new pitch. And so I'm trying to, like, fix, like, get tighter spins, location, and just be more consistent.
Let's talk about your team. And again, you know, we've talked about you. And again, the nice thing about your team is that you guys are going to be together all, you know, from now until late July. Some of the kids that are back, and then you know it too, being a newbie, how do you incorporate all the new kids with this Extreme team?
Yeah, on this team this year, we have a lot of new people coming in. So what we try to do is, so we used to do 2 days on Sundays, and so we would try and all go out to lunch, you know, try and socialize, get to know each other better. We try and, you know, well, since we have out-of-town girls, it's harder to see them in person. And so we always try to text, keep up with each other, maybe, like, FaceTime, stuff like that. But we definitely get to see each other, the in-town girls, more because of school sports and just, like, social things that might be going on.
Is this kind of like your second family?
Oh, most definitely, yes. These girls are very special this year. It's kind of nice because although I didn't play with some of them recently, now that I am, now that I can have, like, a stronger connection, and we just get to, like, learn each other on a new level.
Now, for you, as we talk with your pops, and we've been talking with 80s, and again, the rumor has been, at least it's looking like it's going to happen, of high school softball here in the state of Wyoming. Give us your thoughts on that, of the potential of playing, you know, the likes of Casper or Gillette or Sheridan, having that high school atmosphere where you could get that letter at Cheyenne East saying, hey, I played Cheyenne East softball, and then move over to the Cheyenne Extreme. Just talk about that possibility and just your thoughts on that being a possibility.
I'm super excited for the possibility of high school softball. I mean, a lot of people get to see the rec games and everything like that, but they don't, I mean, we only have one tournament here a year. And so if people get a chance to come out and see that, then they can see a little bit what it's about. But if they had the chance to see, like, daily games, stuff like that, of what it could be, it would be awesome. Like, and then to get to play against people that we play in the fast pitch, like out of town, like Gillette, stuff like that, that would be so cool to, like, see them more and just get to play against them. It would definitely raise the level, I feel like.
It'd be interesting too, hopefully this comes to play, because you would be one of the first classes to this would be historical to, you know, be a part of these softball or fast pitch programs mm-hmm. here in the high school. Ariana, we want to thank you so much for joining us here on Wyoming Sports Talk today. We're looking forward to catching you on the diamond this year.
Thank you for having me.
Ariana Galicia joined us here on 1480 KRA. Thank you again to Adam Galicia joining us earlier, getting our Cheyenne Extreme update. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with more after these words here on 1480 KRA.